As many Republican lawmakers flee the Trump administration's border policies, seeking some kind of a modification, and even as we speak, President getting into a closed-door session with House Republicans, Democrats think that they see political benefit in the November midterm elections as a result of all this. Of course, you have some people on the right who think precisely the opposite, that it'll energize the base, and somehow they'll be able to paint the Democrats as too permissive on border security. Mike Scherer, National Correspondent, Washington Post, WashingtonPost.com. Good afternoon, Michael. What are you hearing about the political calculus?
Well, I think for the moment, and we don't know if this is going to last through November, Republicans are on the run on this issue. Democrats have stayed united against this policy and are much happier talking about family separations on the border than they were talking about sanctuary cities and you know, MS-13, which was sort of the playing field for the immigration debate a few weeks ago. Republicans, meanwhile, even people like Senator Ted Cruz in Texas, who just a few weeks ago was saying, was sort of defending family separation, have put forward bills now to try and fix this as quickly as possible. Because, you know, not only does this probably energize Latino voters in those districts where there are high percentages of Latino voters, you know, but it also is going to energize the group of people that Democrats are hoping will win the election for them in November, which is suburban, educated white women who have shown that they're more turned off by Trump and some of his antics than other parts of the population.
And yet I put on a talk show, even on this very station in the morning, and, for example, as soon as former First Lady Laura Bush said something, it became a Bush-bashing hour. I mean, you really see how arguably Donald J. Trump has just taken over the Republican Party, and it's the Trump loyalists now.
No, and that's right, and that's where the benefit would come for Republicans. The problem is that the map that got Donald Trump elected is not the map that will be played with this November. You know, the House is going to swing based on, you know, about 50 different districts around the country, which are in rather odd places. A lot of them are suburbs of big cities, down on the Texas border, rural areas of Washington State, and those are not places where just energizing the Trump base will probably be enough. You're going to have to get some moderates as well. And so there's a question of whether what is good for the Republican Party is the same as what is good for Donald Trump. But it's true Republicans do have a enthusiasm gap right now, which the president has sworn that he will try and find a way to close. And it's definitely true that for the 20-30% of the country who are true believers in Trump and what he's doing, you know, his approval is high, around 40%, but there's a core there.
Yeah.
This is definitely an issue that gets
well,
him up.
Well, I mean, the Stephen Miller, Steve Bannon calculation, again, seems to be that somehow they can paint the Democrats, the liberals, the libs, as just not caring at all about U.S. border security and not caring a whit about the future of the nation. But you just mentioned something I think that is very interesting in contrast, and that is it does get off sanctuary cities, which are rather unpopular, not just among conservatives.
That's right. You know, Democrats are nervous about the immigration debate. They're not as nervous about a debate if the photos are of kids, you know, behind chain link fences, because that makes it a very different issue. There's like this immediate humanitarian concern in front of voters' faces, which is very moving for, you know, a lot of voters. So, you know, I agree with those Republicans who say, especially in some of these Senate races and states that Trump won in 2016, you know, they have the upper hand on immigration. But when the debate is over this particular issue within immigration, you know, separating you know, 7, 8, 9-year-olds from their mothers, it's not as favorable.
It also tends to unite both liberal, progressive, and evangelical conservative Protestants, which is quite a feat. But for the most part, not completely. Leave it there. Michael Scherer, thank you.
Thanks so much.